If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is July 16th, 2024. Welcome to the Wrestling Inc. podcast. And in 2 days, Flobo, I will have been hosting this podcast for 8 years.
Eight years?
8 years. July 18th, 2024 was my first, or 2016 was my first day hosting. So we're getting there, man. Time has been flying by.
I think Wrestling Inc. should build you a statue.
Well, you know.
I got 5 on it.
Something. 8 years. Plaque, can't believe it. Yeah. But it's NXT tonight. NXT, talking about NXT, the white and gold. 2.5. Tis what it is. So much has happened. I missed Heatwave and I missed last week. And I felt like I was tuning in. This was like back in the day. When you'd miss a week of 90210 and just be like, what is going on? So much has happened. Are they still going to the Peach Pit? Rest in peace to Shannon Doherty. But we got a lot to catch up on tonight, a lot to talk about. Joe Hendry, America's sweetheart.
From Scotland.
Rascals are back.
Yeah.
This was good tonight. It was a fun show. Even though I felt like I had to catch up a little bit, I got it, man. I got into it. But before we dive into the NXT happenings,
yeah,
what's going on in the news?
Absolutely nothing. Back to you, Glenn. No, I'm just kidding. A lot of things are happening in the news desk here this week. First things first, we got some dates confirmed for 2 premium live events. That's actually the most important thing for NXT on the calendar. According to Wrestling Inc., we got the dates for both Halloween Havoc and No Mercy. I went to No Mercy last year in Bakersfield, but this year it's going to be in Denver on September 1st, and Halloween Havoc is going to be in October 27th in Hershey, Pennsylvania. The article goes on to state that this comes after Halloween Havoc, comes after the CW transition, having NXT move, which is going to make it more difficult for me to watch NXT. Hopefully I get something to the show. But that said, Glenn, we got 2 PLEs on the calendar.
Yeah, it's exciting. And we got to figure something out with the CW. We got to figure something out for watching this.
I have no idea. Like I think CW is on Hulu Plus and YouTube Plus, and those are $70+ a month. And I'm not really sure if that's a thing.
For your brand. I buy my streaming services based on the ability to watch Raw on the East Coast, watch USA.
And I think Sling knows that. I get targeted ads for Sling being like, "You like wrestling? They got the most wrestling ever."
You want to watch USA live? You get this. Yeah, well, this is exciting, man. Denver is that'll be cool.
Would you go to any one of those? Are you in, has No Mercy earned enough? Has Halloween Havoc earned enough favor for you that if someone gave you a ticket, would you go?
The thing about Denver is that airport is not easy to get to.
It's not easy to get out of either.
Yeah.
But there's a tram that goes right downtown.
Yeah, I went to Denver last summer and there was a delay getting back and we had to get on a bus and go to a different airport. It was a whole thing. And that was in August.
What is the next airport? Gunnison? Like, I can't even think what the next airport would be.
Yeah, I don't know. It was like a regional thing. It was very weird.
It's like four hours away or something like that.
It was a whole thing, man. And where's the other one at? Where's Halloween Havoc at?
That is going to be on its close the tab. Thanks a lot. In Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
In Hershey, Pennsylvania. Yep.
Yeah. Could go there. Could go to Hershey Park.
Yeah. You know what? When people say Hershey, I think of that time when Heidenreich had the big chocolate bar. Remember Heidenreich? Oh, man. That was a good throwback.
Yeah, probably more likely Denver than Pennsylvania for me.
Halloween Havoc does have a bigger brand though. Spin the wheel, make the deal could be a true whole thing.
Is Shotzi gonna host? Because that'll get me on a plane.
It's weird, right? Because like, I know Shotzi's injured, she's a main roster talent, but I feel Halloween Havoc without Shotzi now seems a little bit empty.
Yeah, so we'll see. Yeah. But good for NXT, man. NXT is hot.
I think so.
Yeah. I saw more people talking about NXT than the main roster when I was gone, except for the Bloodline SummerSlam meet.
Yeah, I mean, there's some little bit of annoyances I have, namely the fact, I think I mentioned this either on this show or the other show that I do, about like how there's not enough challenges for Roxanne. We'll get to that. But I do think NXT is, the new NXT has found its stride. That is way cooler than 2.0, but definitely not the black and gold era anymore.
Yeah, it's different. It's a different time. What else is going on in the news?
Well, check this out. Coming up to you from Japan, that relationship, unallowed window, forbidden door thing rolls on as WWE signing Julia was defeated, by former NXT participant Sarray, or Sarray, at Marigold at Summer Destiny. So there was the Marigold World Championship. It was Julia versus Sarray. Sarray gets the dub. Kind of a moment because it was a current WWE superstar and a former WWE superstar in the ring at the same time in Japan, as you know, the world is on fire right now. So it's kind of cool to see that a lot of the promotions are having that interconnection, working with each other. Is pretty much a cool moment to see.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think Roxanne even name dropped tonight. She's got some competition incoming. This is going to elevate her.
Sure. Do you think Roxanne needs to be elevated?
Yeah, because you're only as good as your challengers. You can't just be the king of the mountain or queen of the mountain where no one can touch you, right?
I mean, Roman Reigns was champ for 4 years. They all couldn't be gems.
Yeah. And some of those were tough. This was the problem with the Roman's championship. There was almost no suspension of disbelief after he was stacking them two at a time for the wins. There was no thinking that anyone's going to take this guy down. You know, and so I think, look at what they did with Lola Vice, like getting hit by three pop rocks. Like, they're trying to make the challengers look really strong in defeat. But no, I think they need to bring in, they need to really raise the stakes and put her in jeopardy to have her have credible matches and defenses that we don't think have a predetermined outcome, which is funny given that it's professional wrestling.
Hey, I'm with that. And I think this kind of relates to the next story, but the idea though of WWE or NXT working with these Japanese promotions, of course, Pro Wrestling Noah isn't as well known or is as big. I won't say well known, it is well known. It is as big as New Japan. But the fact that they're actually working with a Japan outfit now says a little bit, because it felt like 10 years ago there was talk about, or 5 years ago there was talk about NXT Japan. 10 years ago, it wouldn't even be thought of. And now we have work relationships.
Yeah. Crazy, man. It's really crazy. I mean, I think WWE is onto something, you know, with the way that they're doing this. And it's very interesting that this strategy, it's like, did AEW almost go too narrow? And especially since they acquired Ring of Honor. I mean, they work with New Japan, but remember when there were crossovers with NWA, there were crossovers with TNA, like, you really felt like there was WWE, and then there was everyone else
right.
that was doing this. And I think that WWE now, because it's such a change from how they operated in the past, now it's like this is just the most unpredictable thing ever. I mean, it's kind of like it's like if Marvel Comics started doing crossovers with Image, people would right. just be like, what is this? Like right. this would be unheard of. You know what I mean? But when Image and Valiant and Dark Horse would do crossovers, you'd be like, well, yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Because what do you guys? Oh, you're so protective of your intellectual property.
This has been AEW's original sin. And I know we get dragged for qualifying, but again, I'm not knocking the fact there's more places people can work. I'm not knocking people where they work for. I'm thinking strictly as a business. When you launch a new product that has a market leader, in this case WWE, it's your job to determine what makes your show different. And so we were told, one, it's a more sports presentation that's going to be rankings, and two, we're going to work with other promotions, and if you sign an AEW contract, your contract is non-exclusive. And so what we're seeing, WWE being the market leader, just took the ideas of their competition and incorporated that. And now your identity has been stripped. So AEW now is kind of like looking for that next chapter. And again, I can take wrestling out the equation. If I say I make my food organically and you don't, if you're the market leader, all you have to do is have an organic line of food. And then my yeah. difference is kind of neutralized. And so we're seeing more relationships between these promotions. The sports record and presentation of AEW has been diminished over time. I think that's why they're kind of like, went too narrow, but it's kind of cool to see that if you're a wrestler, you're not locked into being one character, one role. You could apply your craft elsewhere.
Yeah, it's exciting though. It's exciting times. I think WWE is on a roll. It's interesting that I don't know that it's leading to increased excitement about SmackDown or Raw, but I think people were more excited about NXT and people were more excited about the brand as a whole. Even that trademark news yesterday that ended up being kind of a nothing. People are popping for this. People like that it's truly a new era, you know?
Yeah, why not? Everything you thought wrestling was, wasn't. And that's kind of cool and exciting because I think we just hate predictability. And it's only so many times you could bring a Zamboni into a stadium. But if someone's able to be a character and have that character, specific character, appear in elsewhere or at F1 races or like, you know what I mean? Or bringing yeah. their brand elsewhere. It's pretty cool.
Which is why Tony Khan needs to sign Shane McMahon.
What? No. Nope.
And bring the Underground to AEW.
Okay, that's cool.
And still call it Raw Underground.
Oh, that's not cool. You had me.
But unpredictability is what sells now. Not no disrespect to Eric Bischoff, but it's not controversy anymore. I think it's the unexpected. The unexpected is what gets people talking, what lures in eyes. And so Tony Khan should say that when you leave AEW, you not only get to keep your name, you get to take my name as well.
That would not work. Yeah, 100 Glenns out there in the street. You know?
Oh, they just Khan, you know, Daniel, oh, Brian Danielson Khan. You know?
I love it. You just become a cousin for no reason.
Yeah, the Khan Empire. The Wrath of Khan, if you will.
Hate it.
Any other news?
Also in the Forbidden Door world, we got news that two NXT talents, that's Tavion Heights and Josh Briggs, will be entering the N1 Victory Tournament over at Pro Wrestling NOAH. I was not familiar with this tournament myself, so bear with me, but it seems to be analogous to the G1 Climax, where it's kind of like a round robin style tournament in there with two pots. So I guess recently more content of classic if you're an AEW person. But the fact that NXT talents and Tavion Heights and Josh Briggs are heading over to New Japan to participate in this event over the summer says a lot about the work relationship, much like the Sari Julia matchup in our earlier news segment.
And NXT has an abundance, and I do not mean this as an insult. NXT has an abundance of mid-card talent with a lot of potential. They need a broader canvas to figure out who's going to rise to the top. This is why, I mean, I've been saying it. You tell me NXT is going to go the CW, but then make Level Up like a more real hour-long show on the network. I could see that happening. You tell me WWE is going to go deeper with TNA integration, maybe some sort of strategic alliance or co-ownership. That's another option for where they can send their talents to develop and see who rises to the top. When they go to the CW, They need, I mean, honestly, they need Trick. They need Roxanne. But you know what? It wouldn't hurt to have Joe Hendry. It wouldn't hurt to have Jordan Grace. Like, the CW NXT needs to be a success.
So I agree with you. And I feel like, had this been the CW under the Pedowitz regime, you would say, okay, you need these, like, hot, attractive young characters, right? Like a Kalani Jordan or whatever. But with them leaning more towards sports with, like, the LIV Golf Tournament and NWA and all those other things, I think as long as the presentation itself is kind of unique to CW, you can get away with that. But that said, Joe Hendry raises tides for everyone, mm-hmm. because Joe hasn't been on broadcast TV ever, I believe, in his career. So
you don't do this. You do not give this sort of TV time and this sort of push if there's nothing in it for you. So either we learn Jordan's contract is up in like 6 months. I don't know how long Joe's got with TNA, but either they are signing them or they have a strategic relationship that's going to allow them to do an acqui-hire and bring them over. And get, I mean, look, this is also the best thing that's happened to TNA. TNA is selling out pay-per-views. When's the last time that happened?
I think that is the rub, right? People are like, what's it for TNA? I mean, the gate. That's pretty much. Yeah.
So I'm telling you, this is a very exciting time, strangely, for everything that's not Raw or SmackDown. But those are going to heat up when SmackDown moves back to USA and Raw moves to Netflix.
You got new Bloodline and Wyatt Six. I mean, the long-term
Wyatt Six is hotter than the new Bloodline. Also, Jacob Fatu.
Agreed, but those are the top stories in each show. I'm not trying to say one's over the other.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless you're going to draft a Wyatt Six. SmackDown selects.
Yeah. Roman will be back soon. Maybe. We'll see what happens. It's an exciting time. Hey, shout outs to the chat tonight. We got some long timers in here. We got Ricky Sinclair. We got Jack Allens, Alicia A.
Wrench Crew.
Ebony Washington, John C. T. Ebony. Smitty 3000, D. Smitty. Walker.
D. Walker.
Brianne.
Brianne. Don't forget about Nelly Belly.
Demons. Yeah, man, this is good. I miss y'all. I was gone. I was in Hawaii for a week.
Hawaii? Without me, sir?
I know. So here's what I learned. If you're staying at a hotel, where they shot a movie, be sure every time you call there ahead, when you book your reservation and when you're confirming your room, be sure to mention that's your favorite movie.
Oh, wow.
We stayed in the exact same room that Sarah Marshall and Aldous Snow stayed in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Whoa. So yeah. What happened when you got in the room?
They've renovated it since. Yeah, great view, though, at Turtle Bay. Lovely resort. Had a great
North Shore,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is, man, that like that drive feels forever.
It does. I stayed in Waikiki, but we did a North Shore drive in May, and I was like, it was great when I got there, but I was like, oh, this small line on the map, it's pretty huge.
We went to Kualoa Ranch, where they shot Jurassic Park, did a tour there.
Oh.
I didn't had to explain to our tour guide, Nui, a great guy. But he was like, oh, wrestling. He was like, yeah, wrestling's really big here in Hawaii. Like, let me tell you what's going on with the Bloodline. Yeah.
Was he all about legit? He was like, just trying to be nice.
No. Yeah, well, he was trying to be nice, but then he knew The Rock, but he didn't know Roman, Jay, Jimmy, Solo. I mean, all of it. So it was interesting. He knew The Rock's mom. Like, not personally, but he knew of her.
Oh, okay. I was like, dang.
Right? But it was cool. It was cool, man. It was a good trip. It was relaxing. And the great thing about going to Hawaii is you really don't have to do anything. You can just hang out because you're in Hawaii.
True. I will say this. Not the point. I have to belabor the point. It's always weird when you meet someone for the first time and you learn to like wrestling. And you're like, how nerdy should I go in? Will it be too hard? And they'll talk about like, you know, the LWO or like the dicks from SmackDown, or do I just say Hogan and Savage? Like, how do I press the pedal and clutch there?
It was, it's always a balance, but it was good. It was a good tour. Highly recommend Kualoa Ranch, really. And you know what's weird about it too? They have like specific Jurassic Park tours. We just took the more general one. We saw some Jurassic Park locations, but honestly, like, it was just beautiful to see all that untouched land, like in paradise.
Wow. And you went for a week?
We were there for a week, yeah.
Man. All right. Well, thanks for not inviting me, jerk.
Good. It was good. Flight got delayed on the way back, though. So we were at Honolulu Airport for 3 hours.
Just jeez.
Waiting there. Yeah.
It's not the best airport, to be honest with you.
It is, and you know what's funny is they normally don't have flights that late at night, so everything was shut down.
Yes! So
everyone was there, was just everyone on that flight.
Dude, I swear, the Honolulu Airport is kind of like, oh man, 6:30, let's get out of here.
Yeah. Like, dude, hello? We never adjusted to Hawaii time, so every night we went to bed at 8 o'clock and we woke up at 6 every morning.
Wow. Oh, there you go. Fighting crime, yeah. Like Batman.
Yeah, it's crazy. Anyhow, let's talk about NXT. I'll talk about Hawaii.
No, that's cool.
All week. Man. Oh, baby ice. I should have gotten Hawaiian pizza in Hawaii.
I think it's called pizza there. I don't know.
I had pizza. We went to Monkey Pod in Ko'olina. And I had a good like mushroom pizza, but it was nothing.
Mushrooms elite. That's elite topping.
Yeah. I'll say this. For vegan food, Hawaii was very back to basics for me. For vegan food.
Well, you ate grass? Like, what do you mean back to basics?
Just like vegetables. Not yeah. Okay. Let's
what just happened?
I don't know.
Vegetables. So back to you, Lobo. Okay, yeah. Fine. I will talk about NXT then. first matchup was Gallus versus Rascals.
Yeah, Rascals. So I saw those clips last week. Cool that the gang's back together.
I can't tell if that's sarcasm or not.
No, it's cool. Dude, people popped for it.
Yeah, people did, but I couldn't tell if you liked it. You're like,
no, because cool, it was impressive that they brought back. They brought back Nash Carter.
Yeah, but he's Zach Wentz, which is like, forget long-term NXT fans. He's TNA now. It was pretty cool. I also like the fact that last week they took the time to do backstage and be like, what is it? Three of us were the Rascals, but it was two of us for MSK. Like, that was definitely legal, says to say this out loud on camera.
Well. And the crazy thing is, so you talk about the additional benefits for TNA and talent. They're showing up and they're wearing that Rascals gear. That's all over there. Like, when you go to buy that merch, you're not going to NXT shop. You're going to TNA shop.
Sure. Yeah, I hear that. It makes sense.
Yeah, it's good for them.
Yeah, it still should be like a revenue share thing. Because, like, I'm incredibly lazy and I have an account with WWE shop. I would hate to do a whole new account. I'm at the age now. I'm out of accounts and passwords. I'm sorry.
You're like, I got a WWE shop account. I got a pro wrestling tee shop account. I'm maxed out, bro.
Glenn, if you knew how many storefronts are like, I can't log in with Facebook, I'm out. Like, I got things to do, man. I got time for making passwords. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's super strange.
Thanks. Wow.
Get a password manager. For the I love have of
one.
God.
I just want to create new ones all the time. I don't want to use theirs.
They make it so easy. They're like, do you want us to generate a password for you? We'll save it for you automatically.
Yeah, but it's like 35 characters, like dollar signs and stuff. Like
that's you can awesome. Adjust it. You can it's make
like
it.
A hacker code, man. Off my lawn, Glenn.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Everyone, it's 2024. Use a password manager.
Fair enough. I recommend Bitwarden myself.
There you go.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Jack Farm with the Wrestling Podcast, and a few years back, WWE sold a New Day-themed kit where people could make unicorn horn-shaped popsicles. They don't make them anymore, but you can still make your own popsicles, even without the kit, and get top-tier hydration in the process. In these post-SummerSlam dog days, Liquid IV is offering refreshing summer flavors like Popsicle Firecracker and Rainbow Sherbet to keep you cool and give you 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 essential vitamins and nutrients. Liquid IV is always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Tear, pour, live more. 1 stick and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. It's great for a road trip to No Mercy or watching All In at home. Indulge in hydration this summer with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code WRESTLE at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code WRESTLE at liquidiv.com.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, She feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health. Their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So, Rascals versus Gallus, man. How screwed is Gallus? Like, Gallus never really, Gallus has failed to connect, I have felt like. They came in originally with, oh, we're the big bad bruisers of NXT. Not like the other big bad bruisers. We're our own breed of big bad, but not like Hank and Tank, or not like the club, or where Gallus are. But
Scottish Pirates.
Yes, they're Scottish Pirates. No, it's fine, but what I'm saying is, like, when I make light of it, but I'm saying where they were kind of scrutinized, or they're put up against, like, Rascals getting, I mean, the Performance Center, or pardon me, the Capitol Wrestling Center acted like Rascals were the biggest baby faces ever.
I agree. Yeah. And I think that they have to go on the road for things like that. And you'll see, like, there's certain meme-worthy chants they have for, like, Dante Chen and Joe Hendry. Like, this is why NXT should go on the road. But that said, you didn't think the Rascals were going to be losing tonight. I like Gallus. And UK Gallus was OP. But they really had a long win-loss record that was pretty unfavorable the past, like, 2 years. They're now Gallus's level
character?
One. They're level one bosses now.
Yeah.
That's it.
Wait, like Glass Joe?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, in NXT, you could say they were kind of like this trio that's from Glasgow, and they have this, like, street grit about them, because NXT UK had this European grit about it. But moving over to NXT, they were in a bar one time, they drank one time, and they just be like, we're Gallus boys on top. So there really are your level one bosses, you know, the guys you beat when you show up.
Yeah. This was a really fun match, though. And I gotta admit, it was great seeing the MSK Rascals reunion. Like, Wesley seemed so energized by this.
Are you mad that Wesley's out of the NA title hunt?
No, because what were you going to do? I still don't know what they're going to do with Wesley. In fact, Rascals should probably challenge for the tag titles.
I agree.
That's or probably MSK. The best move. Or MSK. What about the other Rascal?
Trey Miguel?
Yeah, the fourth Rascal.
Oh, I don't know where that dude is.
Yeah. We're going deep tonight on the Rascals Wikipedia page. And what about the Canadian hip-hop group Rascals that spells it the same way and did that song with Bret Hart and has Northern Touch that's a Canadian hip-hop anthem? Where are they getting paid in this name licensing thing?
I literally saw that video last week, of all things.
Of Northern Touch?
Yeah, the one with Bret Hart in it?
Oh,
yeah.
No, that's Sharpshooter.
Sharpshooter. Wow, there you go.
Which is good. But have you seen the Northern Touch video?
No, I haven't.
Dude, Northern Touch is legit because it's Rascals with, like, Choclair and Thrust, and it is one of the best posse tracks in late 90s hip hop. I would put it up there with it is like a Canadian version of Scenario.
Okay, yeah. Yes. But more polite.
More polite. Scenario, really? Scenario sounds like it's a bunch of bros just hanging out having a good time, and you listen to the lyrics and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, exactly.
Really? Did he really just say what I think he said? Oh, yes, he did.
Explicit tag. Absolutely.
Would Busta Rhymes' career be where it is if not for Scenario?
Good question. No, because then it was a whole leaders, the new school movement and all that stuff. So no, I would say that was pretty much his, pivotal moment.
Leaders of the New School, also underrated.
Yeah.
Yeah. That PTA song. That's pretty dope.
Absolutely.
Anyhow. So we saw Ethan Page and Oro Mensah walking out of Ava's office. When I was gone, did they make it clear what's going on with Stevie Turner and Mr. Stone?
No, it's implied they are both fighting each other to get into the good graces as the assistant GM, but that is not an official title or anything like that. Just two people with nothing to do, so they now are doing things competitively.
Oh, were they on tonight? Did I miss them?
I did not see them tonight. Hey, chat, did you see Ava? Did you see Stevie Turner in the background? Did you see Mr. Stone and catering? Let us know.
Yeah, because that's weird, because on social media, that's all they're posting about.
It makes sense. I mean, Robert Stone is, or Mr. Stone's a manager at a client, and Stevie Turner is somebody we were literally asking for years. And so got to be on TV. I'll take it for now.
Yeah. We heard from Roxanne Perez, who I thought was delightful tonight.
I'm glad you think so.
You didn't dig this? I think she's got a swagger about her now.
I don't believe it. That is, she is. I don't know how long this Cora Jade impression is going to go on for.
Ooh, damn.
But this promo to me just sounds like, I'm being evil. Where's my flowers? It's like, oh my gosh. If you were ironic face like Seth Rollins, great. But I don't hate you anymore by you saying that. You had a match, you won. You laughing at it and saying I'm the best, does that make you a heel at all? So I don't know. I don't know, maybe I'm being too harsh on Roxanne, but I didn't feel it. I felt it when Thea Hale came out and she was like, look, you are underestimating me. You know how it is to be underestimated. How dare you? That makes sense from Thea Hale's character, but Roxanne just saying, where's my flowers? It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked her making the comparison to Charlotte. Thought that was nice. I look forward to that match one day. That'll be good. Interrupted by Thea Hale. I like that Thea's getting a title shot.
Yeah, she deserves it. You talk about character work in the women's division. There's a lot of people now that are kind of new and they're kind of just like, I'm the best. But Thea Hale has been, even before Ariana Grace, like the character performer on that brand for so long. And she deserves her time. And I guess we got some Australian BG fans in the crowd here in the chat here. But more importantly, Thea Hale had a chance to show out today. So it's pretty cool.
What casino are the Australian BJs playing? BGs playing.
So they used to be Excalibur. That's when I saw them. But yesterday, I was trying to explain that there are the group, the Australian Bee Gees. Yeah. They're thinking I was saying the Bee Gees were Australian, which is true. No. But the Bee Gees are Australian, but the cover band is called. Yeah. Like, I know the difference. So I was getting dragged like, oh, yeah, the American Limp Bizkit, the Canadian.
I was thinking about ABBA. I was like, aren't they Swedish? No.
Yeah, it's ABBA. But yeah, the cover band was called the Australian Bee Gees. Or is called.
Because now the Thunder from Down Under, also Australia, they're Excalibur. Mm-hmm. The Spice Girls tribute, Wannabe, the Excalibur. Delightful show. Highly recommend it. Mm. Some might argue they're actually better singers than the actual Spice Girls.
I mean, you don't go to Spice Girls for their singing, really.
Yes. Interesting. Okay, so for Thea Hale, her career... which is weird to be saying about somebody who is barely, I don't even think she can legally drink yet. Thea Hale needs the North American Women's Championship.
Without knowing what the North American title plan is, I agree, right? Because I'm assuming it's going to be like the men's North American title where it's kind of like the character belt and the ones that make you go, wow. So yes, I agree with that. But at the same time, Kalani Jordan is so new. I feel like she needs a title now. Because not to say I didn't think she can go. That wasn't the issue. I never thought of her as legitimate champion contender or caliber. So she has to have a title belt for at least 2, 3, 4 months to be visually associate her with that.
I mean, I think Oba is more secure with his title for the foreseeable future than Ethan Page is.
Ooh, that is a hot take. After tonight, I disagree. If you would have told me that an hour ago, I would have said, oh, yeah. But after tonight, I disagree. I think Ethan Page is someone you need to right the ship with a long-term championship reign.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
If he's on a play ball. I'm not sure how long his contract is or anything.
Okay. Well, Roxanne and Thea got into it. Ridge Holland pulled Thea off of her. Good promo segment. But I don't know. I want Thea to be champ. I just don't. The way they have booked her does not suggest she's going to win. Maybe it'll be a huge upset. Maybe. And I hate this. I hate this, Flobo. Maybe they put it on Thea as a transition now that we got two contenders coming in and Roxanne. And then we've got like, who knows what's going to happen.
Transitional champions are always bad, right? Who you want to sacrifice?
And it shouldn't be Thea. Thea deserves something. She has been one of the main characters of NXT for almost 2 years now.
I would argue she's single-handedly keeping Chase U afloat, right? Because the character of Andre Chase is so one-dimensional, it could be lame, but then you have someone who believes in Andre Chase, so we believe in her. She's the glue. So the moment she walks away from Chase U, it collapses. I think that's what happened last year, and they're like, oh, wait, this doesn't work without her. So that alone tells you she deserves something. I'm just not sure if it's a call-up, a championship opportunity, or a stable, or whatever.
I don't see the main roster going well for her at this stage.
Fair enough.
I just don't know what they do.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
But I don't disagree. I think if they did it, I'd be like, wow, spirited option. But I don't necessarily disagree.
I think it's going to be like a weird mix of Bailey 1.0 and Nikki A.S.H. And it's going to be strange. So I'm kind of here for it, but I don't think it's going to go well right now.
Yeah. Especially you got Tegan Knox and not Kayla Inlay, Kiana James just hanging out and catering.
Yeah. Baby, I sang Roxanne name dropping both Julia and Stephanie. She's losing the title. One of them. I don't know. I mean, we'll see. Hey, Brooks Jensen was having a bad hair day, but he made it on TV. With Josh Briggs versus Javon Evans.
Everything works out then. If you got a good, bad hair day.
Yeah. He normally has bad hair, but as we learned tonight, that was a good hair day before.
Well, he was not as bouncy as Javon, that's for sure.
Yeah, it didn't really go well for him. Mm-mm. Javon won.
What makes this... Are you on board with the whole Brooks Jensen Unhinged thing? Seems very nega Joe Gacy, you know?
It's no, because Joe Gacy was Huh. Joe Gacy originally was like, ooh, this is like hot button and maybe a little offensive and weird, and but it was very watchable because of that. And there was an air of unpredictability when he was talking about making the cruiserweight title body inclusive. It was like, okay, I'm here for this.
That's early Joe Gacy. Yeah,
early right. Joe Gacy. And then they toned it down because they were getting all this coverage. And they didn't like the coverage they were getting because of it. And then he did that weird Dallas promo. Still one of the craziest promos when you think about it. But no, I think Schism didn't really work, or did it now that Dave is in charge? We still don't know.
Ooh, that'd be kind of cool, long-term storytelling.
Be something. But no, I think this thing with Brooks, they built this off the air. Like, oh, it's gonna be, like, this is our white rabbit. People are going to be talking about this and speculating. But I didn't see anybody really speculating about it, except for the one thing that his partner posted, a fiance, wife, or girlfriend, where they were like, oh, that's too far for her to be posting. She's worried about his well-being. Right. Aside from that, I never really saw people giving this much thought.
I wonder what the end game is. It reminds me of Ridge Holland right before he quit. Right. When he was just unhinged and attacking people backstage, and Ava was like, you're a loose cannon. What's going on? So you had that start, you have a sit down, and you say, look, we're giving you a chance because some people went out, suck your neck out for you. Briggs goes, it was me, Austin. But now Brooks is still as unhinged as he always was. And it's like, well, do I root for this guy? I'm still confused about Ridge Holland. I root for him too. Okay, I'm not rooting for him. All right, Jervon Evans, he gets his win. Now he has a match next week. And it's like, well, who would I want that to win that match? You know?
Well, I mean, we learned tonight after we went off the air, or as we went off the air, that Brooks versus Briggs in a no DQ, no holds barred,
no DQ
match. So there you go. If you didn't love their one-on-one before, we've now just taken the long way.
Yeah,
around the island to get right back to where it was before.
Right. Yeah. I'm with you. Okay, it makes sense. I'm not going to be like, oh, this is so dumb.
Sure.
It's like, you haven't given me a reason why I want Brooks Jensen to win. If Brooks Jensen beats Josh Briggs, what does that mean? That he's okay with beating up people backstage? If Josh Briggs wins, he's not getting ahead anyway because he's a guy that just lost to Jervon Evans. So it's like, it's a lose-lose for everybody, but the fans will always win.
Yeah. It's strange, man. It's very strange. This has been a lot of storytelling effort to not tell a very good story.
Like the shaman. Remember him?
Excuse me?
The shaman?
Oh, with MSK. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about that earlier tonight. Wasn't one of them secretly injured or something, which is why we got 6 weeks of vignettes?
Yeah, I think there was supposed to be Jeff Hardy, and then Jeff Hardy did not work because he was on the main roster finishing up his run, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. So it became Matt Riddle, and it was like, oh,
That was more entertaining, and they got high together. Yeah. Implied. It is weird that MSK, that was such a big part of their gimmick.
What was? No one knew what it stood for. No one knew what they did after. They were just kind of like, I feel like I'm going to rant here, but that's always been Wesley's problem, or my problem with Wesley. It's always like, I lost. I have to go find myself. I'm back, but I lost. I have to go find myself. I'm back, y'all. Guess
I
what?
Hear Wesley sounds like Keanu. Like,
that's what it feels like. It's like, all right, yes, you fight really hard. All right, great. How about you start winning stuff? I mean, can you do that for me? I would love to cheer for you, Wes. Help me out.
I think he's being held right now because he's a strategic player for the CW move.
Fair enough. Ricky Sinclair with the correction. You're right. It was RVD.
Yeah.
RVD would be the shaman over Jeff Hardy. Yep.
There you go. Couldn't get Tommy Chong.
I'd be kind of cool. He floods my Twitter with advertisements for his gummy products, though. It's kind of weird.
Well, there you go. Trick Williams was on a video call with Ilya Dragunov.
What the heck is going on? What'd you think, Glenn?
They've done stuff like this before. They've done the, I mean, they did this with Bayley and Sasha. Remember when Bayley and Sasha were on the main roster and they acted like they were best friends? And Sasha would be like, "You took me to my limit, so I respect you." You know, they've done this before.
I understand going back to your greatest rival, and I assume that Trick's greatest rival was Dragunov, right? Because I would have popped if it was Carmelo Hayes, but I understand why it wasn't.
Yeah.
But I guess to me, a lowly guy who has a Wrestling Inc. podcast, but I'm no smarter than anyone else watching, that 6 weeks ago, I wouldn't even buy the character of Trick Williams calling up Ilya Dragunov. I'm like, "Yo, Ilya, what do you think, man? These guys, I mean, you're telling me at WrestleMania he's from the streets of Philly. I should root for this guy because he's tough and he fought for everything he got for and took what he was his. Now he's like, oh, please, Torpedo Moscow, what do I do?" It just seems kind of weird to me. I don't know. Maybe you're different. I just felt like, dang, Trick, do I still want to invest in his character now?
It's the Fast and the Furious theory. They were enemies, now they're family.
I understand. Okay, maybe it's a dialogue. Maybe it's the way Chick was like, "Oh, what do you think, Ilya?" And then going, "Hey, Pete Dunne, what do you think?" And getting shut down. And it was like, I don't think Chick would have done that. I think Roxanne Perez. No, I think Thea Hell would have done that. I think Kalani Jordan would have done that. I just don't think Trick Willie would go to Ilya Dragunov, the guy that was in the involvement when he split from his best friend, and be like, "Hey, what do you think?"
Hey, if Dominic Toretto can swallow his pride.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You should call Dominic Toretto.
This would be amazing.
Yo, Dom, you coming through?
Yeah. And it's the weird 3D, really strange animation of Dominic Toretto from the Fast and the Furious Netflix animated series.
Hey, Spy Racers is a good show, okay? The first three seasons were...
That 3D model of Dominic Toretto is like, what is this based on?
Hey, man, they did the whole show, and they wanted a cameo, and they had no budget left. That's what happened.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, Nelly Belly had it right. If you were to call Carmelo, it would have been weird, but I would understand.
Yeah, that would be too weird. And that's on the back burner. That's still simmering.
Oh, come on. But Dragunov was not the move. Dragunov and Pete Dunne was not the move for Trick Williams to call.
So what did you think of Ethan Page versus Dante Chen for the NXT championship?
So I love everything about this. Dante Chen is basically the level up champion. He was picked at random. The CWC loves him. I think it gets me hyped, even though I think his bear thing is kind of cheesy. It still works. And Ethan Page, I think, needs to be a long-term champion. And that's how it starts here. Taking out some of the fan favorites one by one in these frustrating kind of victories is how you build hatred for a guy who's all ego.
Yeah. I think he did a good job tonight. Although, man, you know, Joe Hendry was on commentary for that first match. And I just, he didn't even have to be on the rest of the show. And he just keeps getting talked about.
Is that good or bad?
I think it's really weird for NXT to be showcasing a talent they don't like that much. Like Jordan Grace didn't get this much.
Yeah.
Airtime. Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah. You know, just strange. That's all. Yeah.
Right, Glenn. Like,
Joe Hendry could be beating Ethan Page for that championship.
I think they're going to do that. I think that's the match they're setting up. They're just taking their time. As far as Joe Hendry being overexposed, really good point, very astute point, but he's kind of a meme. And so that's an easier thing to fold into a show than, like, say, if Obafemi was an Impact superstar, just having him beating up people.
Joe Hendry has the most 2015 NXT gimmick in 2024.
Believe.
Yes. He's like Believe and Blue Pants and Adam Rose.
Oh, Blue Pants!
And Enzo on his Rascal all rolled into one.
Oh, my God. I forgot about Blue Pants.
Yeah.
The Ely Twins, what's it called?
But good for Joe. I mean, he's making the most of this.
Yeah.
And the people love him.
So you're a hater, sounds like.
No, I'm not. I'm observing. I'm a wrestling observer.
Okay. That's already taken. Like, give me...
I don't have a newsletter. I'm a wrestling observer without a newsletter. I'm a wrestling observer without a newsletter.
I am Wrestling Inc., though.
And I'm just observing.
It seems like you're not impressed, though. You believe in Joe Hendry, be unimpressed.
I admire the ability to memeify oneself this much.
Okay.
No, I'm impressed with what he has done.
Right.
It's just, again, it's strange that WWE, owned by TKO, who puts on NXT,
sure,
is taking this meme and not like, oh, 1 week, haha, we got in on this, but is now making this a centerpiece of NXT. Yeah. Like, I hope they've got some options.
I'm going to tell you why. I would assume you have all the TNA talent or Impact talent, or TNA talent, excuse me. None of them in the NXT fan base are very well known. They're well known in TNA, but not there. So how do you make someone seem more important than the other? Mm-hmm. Jordynne Grace sells herself. She's built like the way she's built. No one can match that. When you have someone who can come out, cut a promo and stretch their thing and actually have a long-term storyline, basically what WWE is doing is milking all that meme under their house for the views and like, and when it's done, discard. So that's kind of what's happening, but not in a bad way. I say enjoy the ride.
Yeah, I'm not being critical of this. I'm saying that, again, as a wrestling observer without a newsletter, sure, I am just a little in awe of how much WWE is in on this phenomenon. That's all.
I will subscribe to your newsletter.
Yes. I think that when the first thing happened where it's the most viewed clip of WWE in 2024, it was a little bit like Tom Green going to number one on TRL.
Oh, yeah. That's a very deep cut.
And that's not a pejorative, because Lonely Swedish, kind of a banger.
Hmm. There you go.
Yeah.
Five mics from Glenn.
Yes. And next week, we'll talk about Tom Green's hip-hop career, also in Canada. You know, he recently said he's one of the top 10 best-selling Canadian hip-hop artists of all time.
I can only name, like, three. There's Cardinal Official.
Yeah, he's also a Northern Touch, by the way. Cardinal Official. Yeah, so there you go.
Well, there you go.
Northern Touch at everyone. Yes. let's see. We got Drake. We got Rascals. We got Cardinal Official. We got Shaclear. We got Thrust. We got Snow.
Snow's Canadian? Canadian. That makes so much more sense.
Yeah. Tom Green. Why am I blanking on the OG Canadian rapper? Someone in the chat, help me on this. Why? Fresh West. Maestro Fresh West. So I got eight.
These are all top 10s? Or they're just, or just naming
I'm
everyone?
Just seeing if I can name 10.
Oh, okay. I know I cannot. I would not.
Were the Dream Warriors? Were they Canadian? That my definition is this.
I know they're not New Yorkers for sure, but
I feel like the Dream Warriors were Canadian. My definition also, like, a badass song with the Dating Game sample of it. Like, that song, good.
Canadian, yeah. They're from Canadian.
Okay, there you go. There you go. We got that. So I got nine.
They're from Toronto.
Who was the group that had that song Hug Life? Because that was also pretty dope.
Were they Canadian as well?
I believe they were Canadian. It's called Hug Life. And I was like, that's clever.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, and that's I'm not clever. Counting Bare Naked Ladies on this list.
They're not rappers, though.
Have you been to a Bare Naked Ladies concert? They freestyle every show.
That does not mean they're rappers.
I don't know. Ed Robertson's pretty legit.
I give you Weird Al, but the Bare Naked Ladies are not rappers.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We'll discuss this more in depth. So, after Ethan Page won, he mockingly shook Dante Chen's hand. Oro Mensah looked to blindside Page, but Page took him out with the DDT. Izzy Dame versus Tatum Paxley. Tatum Paxley still doing the unhinged thing.
Yeah, but she has a friend now, so it makes sense.
Yeah, I like the doll thing.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Wendy Chu coming out. Yeah.
I had this whole thing about lamenting about spooky gimmicks again, but the fact that you're gonna combine them with Chu, then I'm all aboard with that.
Yeah. It's good. Tatum Paxley, she's like a female Joe Gacy. I like that they're keeping this going. She was off the air for a while. She wasn't on TV as much since Lyra Valkyria got called up. So this is good. This is good. They're keeping it going. She's very established in NXT. I think she's doing a great job.
Yeah, I like the little mini gimmick she had, trying to pick a female Ciampa, right? Just looking for any kind of gold, going TNA, fighting Jordynne Grace. But if you're going to put in the tag team division, putting her at Wendy Choo, someone who's also spooky but also missing something, may make sense.
Yeah. And yeah, they're pairing together, as Alicia's pointing out. It's going to be great.
Alicia, a wrench crew.
So Lola Vice versus JC Jane with Jasmine Nix. What'd you think of this match?
You just see this bombs in the music. Oh, it's fine. Yeah. Look, Lola Vice is someone who's not fully faced now, which is something I disagree with, but we're going to get what we're going to get. That women's division, the top women's division, is pretty thin. So we're getting that first win in 3 weeks. JC Jane and this group she's in with Jasmine Nix and Fallon Henley is kind of weird. Not weird. I get the idea of taking out the rookies, but no disrespect, but to me, Fallon still feels rookie-ish, and she's the biggest mouthpiece of the three. Why not JC Jane be that way?
Yeah.
But the match itself was pretty fun. Lola's a fighter. They say it a bunch of times, and Sol Ruka and Karin Petrovic are now...
Yeah, I like that at the end, them showing up.
Yeah.
Make the save.
Yeah.
It's like the North American title picture in a faction.
As it should. I do think... And I complain about this on the show a bunch of times, but I think the North American women's title division just took too many bodies at once. So now let's reassign people. And I'm okay if there's tag team action.
Yeah. The NXT women should have a tag team championship again.
I disagree. I like the idea of NXT having their own. Shout out to Ricky Sinclair. I like the idea of NXT having their own, but divisions are only good if you have six running to go at one time. And it never seems to be the case.
I mean, I think there's so much female talent right now on the roster.
Well, now with the doors all open, you might as well have the WWE Women's Championship go to all three brands and have that be more regular than establish a second division.
So maybe the chat can answer this because it's been bothering me now for multiple hours. Joe Hendry's song. What song does that sound like? It's so similar to another melody and I can't put my finger on it.
Which part?
The I Believe in Joe Hendry part. It's so close to another song. And I know he's done a lot of song parodies, so I'm pretty sure this was a direct homage to something else.
Well, he said on that Chris Van Vliet clip, you see that one?
No, I didn't see that.
That he was, the lyrics came from before that song because he was just so annoyed that Pitbull was getting popular by naming countries. And so he wrote that first. It was like, you know what? I'll do that too.
Someone in the chat's going to help me figure out what it sounds like. Lola Vice got the win. Then after, yes, Carmen. And so,
can I ask a question? We skipped over it a bit, but was Ashanti the Adonis wrong for shooting the shot?
I thought that was later. A lot of personality.
Yeah. Came out of nowhere,
Yeah. It was nice.
Yeah. Refreshing. Kind of a scumbag, but I like it.
Yes. He's got game, as it were.
I know I don't.
I don't have that much game.
Oh, yeah. I just send handwritten notes. If you like me, circle yes. It never works.
Backstage, Charlie Dempsey talking to Tony D'Angelo about what to do with the witness. A lady witness. What was witnessed exactly?
Oh, so last week, Charlie Dempsey put Damon Kemp in the back of a trunk, and it was like, yeah, that's taken care of. Sure is, boss, super loud. And then Ren Sinclair saw her in the back.
Did they actually have Damon Kemp for that?
No, he was already released.
Okay,
It started off him being like, that sure is a closed trunk. You got it, boss. You know?
That was fine tonight, yeah. Man, Tony D, same thing. They're keeping them till they get to the CW.
Okay. I see that.
But yeah.
Will he have the Heritage Cup? Will there still be a Heritage Cup?
I still don't get the rules of that match.
Are you trolling me?
No, I kind of understand it now. It only took, it only took two dozen Heritage Cup matches to understand how it works.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. But no, I'm with you. I think the family, if you're going to keep them together, need something. I like the fact that Tony has a moral edge, which tells me plant the seeds for a face turn, right? It's because he's like, whoa, I don't whack or whatever women. That's up to you. I was like, okay, it's a part he won't go. Then you can start fill that in and make him a face later on.
Sure. Yeah, it was nice to see him tonight, but give Tony D a meaningful storyline. The OC took on OTM in a mixed six-person tag.
Sure did.
The OC won.
They did!
And then we went immediately backstage to the NQCC with Ren Sinclair, who wants to join the No Quarter Catch crew. I like when she was trying to do the catch wrestling move, trying to do the leg catch. That was delightful.
Yeah, you know, Ren Sinclair was one of those people that when she got signed, it was like, oh man, you know, what a fantastic pickup. You don't really know what Ren Sinclair is about. And then she kind of sputtered, right? On Level Up a couple weeks, hanging out with Fallon Henley a bit. But this might be actually something good for her, right? Having, one, a woman in the No Quarter Catch crew, two, someone to bounce off of, and three, they avoided the same thing they were doing while having so many like energetic people, energetic women on the team.
Yeah, this is like the turnover in an X-Men book. This is like giant-sized X-Men with the NQCC's turnover in recent weeks. But you know what they should do with Ren Sinclair when she joins is when there's a women's match that she should be saying, and you don't know which one of us you're going to face.
That is pretty funny. Is it going to be me? Is it going to be you? Yeah. Does the catch rule really exist if two of the guys are dead? Is it going to enforce that? Like, I don't know.
Let's talk about this main event. We had Obafemi versus Duke Hudson with Chase Yu for the North American Championship.
Just meat, as Booker says.
Booker was he was on some shit tonight.
You know, Booker's skill or his like pro thing is that he's the most straight shooter on on commentary. Like Wade Barrett will like go heelish, but if Booker doesn't like it, he's like, what's happening? I don't know. Wow. And I guess he didn't like the fact Duke Hudson was the main event because he was like, whatever. This is the guy. It's like, dang, Unk, chill out. This is the main event. You're at work now.
I know. Sometimes he's kind of reminds me of like later era JBL with just like not caring very much at all.
So weird, man. But yeah, Booker's going to some stuff. I like how when it spilled outside, he grabbed his notebook. Like, I'm getting out of here. It's like, all right.
Cool. No, he's entertaining. You know what he's got to bring back, though? And he stopped doing it because I tweeted it to point it out, where I said somebody needs to keep a list of everything the Booker tells us we got to love. And then he stopped doing it the next week. Oh, that was like his thing for years.
You mean subconscious?
Like, yeah, he'd be like, Sonic, you got to love it. I'm like, okay, just write that down, add to the list.
But you got meat. I like it.
No, but this was a good match. They really tried to make us all believe that Duke Hudson had a chance, but we knew that Obafemi was retaining that title.
So allow me to disagree.
What?
Yeah, you know what? Okay. So the Obafemi retaining on a free show, I get that part. But I would say I'm not sure if Duke Hudson really gave us the best performance in almost 2 years, or Obafemi is not riding the same momentum we were giving him. But it really felt to me, if this match was scored on points, Duke Hudson would have won. I felt like he was up with pace. He went blow to blow. He was a lot more durable than I was giving him credit for. I think he won in defeat this week.
Interesting. I think he did a good job. I think this was a very good match, a very good main event. I just at no point thought that their monster champ was in danger at all.
Not even a post-match beatdown?
No, I would chase you. Chase you is going to be like, and Thea Hale's going to like kick Oba in the nuts. Like, what's going on?
That'd be so weird. The small package.
That would be amazing. That would be like a gang rolls up and then like hold down, then Emmanuel Lewis just comes up and just starts. Like...
Oh man, you know, Jack has this thing about Akira Tozawa, and I always say, well, Akira Tozawa like rolled up Roman Reigns at WrestleMania, everyone will boo except for one guy, Jack Farmer. No, No, I don't think he had a chance, Duke Hudson did. But, like, I don't know. Maybe some of this sheen is wearing off Obafemi unless something happens on that end, you know?
I don't know. They present him so well. They present him as such a dominant, unstoppable force.
If that's the case, why it takes so long to dispatch Duke is my question. A guy who has lost match over the past 6, 7, 8, 9 months.
Because it's still the main event. You gotta.
All he asks for questions.
You gotta give the people something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how often is the main event a pure squash unless something amazing happens afterwards?
Well, I didn't think it was going to be a main event match, to be honest with you. I thought the OTM match would have been the main event, but hey, look,
OTM's at the main event stage of their career.
Of NXT, yes. Yes. Okay. Of NXT, yes. I'm not saying main event here now. Hey, night one, OTM. Because the North American Championship makes a lot of sense, but Obafemi is pretty much going to have that championship for the foreseeable future. So we all knew that he was going to retain. So I thought for sure I can't believe Rich Holland, you got me the match, led to a squash. Not necessarily person versus person, was the fact that Rich Holland got Duke a match he wasn't prepared for. That caused him to be dispatched pretty quickly. But at the same time, though, Duke did so well, I actually want to see him in the picture again, you know?
Duke Hudson is a great wrestler. I think that he's found his groove with Chase Hue. I still think the poker room thing could have caught on if they just would have kept it going.
Agreed.
Or had him betting on matches in the Raw Underground.
All right.
But I think that he's in a difficult situation now. He's a premier supporting character of NXT. And it's a bit of a stretch just to think that he's going to win a championship match. There's nothing about the way they have booked him to suggest they see him at that level.
Yeah, he was winning today for sure.
But I think it was good. I enjoyed this match. It was a very good main event.
I think so as well. The North American title is actually one of my favorites.
Yeah. Man, but Oba. Oba's something. There's a lot of mileage left in Oba as champ.
He needs an opponent quick, much like how Roxanne Perez does, because he's getting in that same situation where you don't believe anyone can take him down.
Who would you have?
I would, if I had the pen that no one cares, I would have Eddie Thorpe take out Lexus King and then use that to challenge Obafemi and have Eddie Thorpe win. But but I understand that has to be over a long period of time because on paper that sounds pretty weak.
Hammerstone.
Right. What about Warhorse? Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like you would have to have so Eddie Thorpe, Lexus King attacked him at a TJ kick.
Yeah, happens all the time for DJs, man. It sucks. I'm not playing Bad Bunny. Don't hit me.
Good on them building an angle that way.
Oh, Socrates. Socrates is a Canadian rapper. Yeah,
just hit okay. Me. There you just go.
Sorry about that.
We're naming them all.
Just hit me, yeah.
We're naming all the Canadian rappers. I can't think of a single other one, but we're going to name them all when we think of them. It'll happen. Yes. I think this is a good main event tonight. Although, oh man, I want to point out though, so we got Briggs, Brooks and Dunn. I'm going back to calling them that now that they're together.
Well done.
Brooks and Dunn in the parking lot after, and everyone's hanging out in the parking lot. Now that Blair Davenport has been called up to the main roster, they're hosting a block party in the NXT parking lot.
It's like Fern Gully out there. Rainbows, trees, it's great.
Yeah. Fern Gully.
It's late. I don't know.
It's the last rainforest.
Right.
It's Fern Gully.
Yeah.
Was that Don Bluth?
It was Don Bluth.
Okay. Don Bluth doesn't get enough flowers as it were.
He goes from nerds on YouTube, but generally speaking, nah.
Dragon's Lair, Space Ace.
Fievel Goes West.
Yeah, it's true. Land Before Time.
That franchise is like what 12 entries now? 13?
Yeah, like the longest running movie series. Absolutely ridiculous. Anyhow, tune in next week when we run down the filmography of Don Bluth.
Canadian rappers.
Canadian rappers. We're gonna get to them all. And we'll talk about what the Degrassi cast is up to these days. It'll be a good time.
Yeah.
Good NXT tonight though. I enjoyed this.
I did. The first hour felt like it was a lot quicker than the second, but the second one did deliver with some of his matches. Got the OTM match wrong, but hey, it happens.
Club really needed that win.
The club needed that win, but I don't. If that happened like in the streets, if that happened behind an alleyway, if that happened top floor of a very expensive casino, OTM is winning every time.
OTM, I mean, legitimately has street credibility.
Yeah, Lucian's a big boy. I know Bronco's taller, but Lucian, he could probably also speak a grape with those biceps.
You know, would be a better name than OTM if they call them Street Cred.
Oh man, don't do that. Don't do that.
Because they've got street cred.
You can't say it. You can't say it out loud.
It's true.
I said my new wrestling name is called Riz, you're like, boo. I will boo that so hard.
Do you think the credibility took a little bit of a hit, though, without Scripps there?
No. If anything, Jada Parker makes it more. Scripps was actually the weakest link of all of them.
I feel bad for Scripps.
You shouldn't. Not the guy who plays Scripps, but Scripps itself.
He didn't even get his character murdered the way many other people have when they were ran off TV.
That is not a noble send-off. It's getting thrown in a trunk.
Oh, I mean, I kind of prefer it, though. I mean, like, if you're writing me off TV, give me, like, an exit. Don't just have it be Pucci died on his way back to his home planet.
Okay, you know? What would you recommend? You getting tossed in the trunk? You getting thrown off a bridge?
Something. Tony D, when I ultimately leave this pod, I've been doing it 8 years. I don't think I'm leaving anytime soon. But yes, have Tony D write me out of the Wrestling Inc. podcast.
I kind of think, when was the last time we've seen people written out? Like
that's why it's beautiful that they do that. It's beautiful they're writing people out.
I think of Muhammad Hassan. I'm like, yeah, I went out pretty hard.
And Tony G could be like, that podcaster was putting his nose where it didn't belong, looking into my business, you know? That's my Tony D impression.
He's an observer.
He's a wrestling observer without a newsletter.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Why is it Dice Clay? Why is there Tony G Dice Clay?
He went to my high school. Bada boom, Dice Man.
I just went there. Where'd you go to high school?
James Madison High School in Brooklyn. The same nice one. Bernie Sanders, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Judge Judy.
And Dice. I'm sure Dice is like.
And Dice.
There you go. It's so weird when you watch him like on Different Strokes, like pre-Dice Man, when he was just doing straight acting.
Right. Yeah. It's like seeing the Larry the Cable Guy before he became the Cable Guy.
he started
doing the accent. He's like, I think his name's like Whitney something. And it's kind of like the same jokes. They added the twang later, so it felt kind of weird.
I still contend The Day the Laughter Died is one of the single greatest comedy albums of all time.
That's up there. Absolutely.
I mean, just as a listen, as an experiment in crowd work. In fact, I would argue that if you listen to anyone that's doing crowd work today, like, that's the album that set the template for just don't be afraid to bomb, don't be afraid to fail, just toss it out there and see what you get.
And I failed plenty of times on stage, so I get it.
Well, there you have it, folks. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I'm back. I'll be back Friday to cover SmackDown. Tomorrow night's AEW Dynamite. I was going to say it like Jimmy Walker, but I don't have it in me.
Oh.
Anyhow, Flobo's at Flobo Boyce. I'm at Glenn Rubenstein. Everybody, have a great week. We will catch you back here next time on the Wrestling Inc. podcast. Take care.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.